I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A fatality is under investigation this morning. According to early reports, a body was found on West Bay Road in the vicinity of the old Margaritaville Treasure Island Resort area. Around 3 this morning, we will bring you more details as they become available. We are told there are traffic diversions in the area, so please bear that in mind this morning. The liquor licensing boards for Grand Cayman and the Sister Islands have agreed to extend operating hours during the holiday season. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Package license holders will have an extra hour on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve until 11 p.m. on Grand Cayman and 9 p.m. on the Sister Islands. Only hotels and restaurants are permitted to sell liquor on Christmas Day, and there will be no extension on Boxing Day. For New Year's Eve celebrations, bars, restaurants and hotels on Grand Cayman may sell liquor up until 2:45 a.m. and play music until 3 a.m. on New Year's Day. Nightclubs will continue under their normal allowance, serving until 3:45 a.m. and playing music until 4 a.m. On the Sister Islands, bars, restaurants and hotels may sell liquor up until 2:50 a.m. and play music until 3 a.m. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And if you need more information, you can contact the Department of Commerce and Investment at 945-0943 or email info@dci.gov.ky. As we reported during our parliamentary coverage, there are some big plans in the works to make it easier for donors to support the Health Services Authority. The Health Ministry says Cabinet has approved the steps required to roll out the Cayman Islands Health Foundation. Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says it is about long-term sustainability as well as community buy-in.
This model supports more sustainable healthcare by creating opportunities for community involvement and shared ownership in strengthening our public health system. It is also another example of government taking practical action to address long-standing issues and deliver lasting solutions.
Early steps include appointing a committee, securing an office, and hiring key staff. Government will be providing the startup funds. The ministry will then draw up a detailed governance and operations proposal for Cabinet to sign off on before fundraising begins. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.